Actually, running on time this week with the schedule. So we'll say, so again. So in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, another idea about the Kiddushas Levi. In the beginning of the parsha, so the Torah says that Avraham Avinu. Of course, Torah goes into great detail about Avraham Avinu sitting at the entrance of his tent in order to find guests. And remember, again, that account, and the reason why the Torah goes into such detail with that account, is because it teaches us two major things. Number one, from that account, we learn about Bikur Cholim. I mentioned this in the Wednesday night parsha shir. We learn about Bikur Cholim, so you can see how all our Rikos, you can listen to that shir if you want to hear about that. And we also learn, ultimately, about Hachnasas Arachim. So we're visiting the sick and hospitality, two mitzvahs we learn. So therefore, that's why the Torah goes into such great detail, to tell us about how Avram really waited hand and foot on his guests, to tell us about the nature of Hachnasas Arachim. Hachnasas Arachim doesn't just mean ultimately going ahead and inviting people into your home. It means making them feel bakavadik, making them feel beloved, making them feel welcome, making them feel that you're so happy that they're there. So there's an amazing pasuk. So this is in Parak Yuches, pasuk Ches, right in chapter 18, verse 8. So the Torah says, so now you can imagine the scene. The malachim or the anashim are sitting eating. They're sitting and eating. So the pasuk says, he is standing above them, right underneath the tree, and they are eating. Standing on them, or standing above them, and they're eating. So the obvious shaila is, why is he standing there? So we'll say, what's the pashup pshat? The pashup pshat is what? The pashup pshat is, he's acting almost like a waiter, right? He's standing there. What else do you need? What else can I get you? How else can I help? So the Rebbe says something I will say absolutely amazing. Haklalu kimavur, we'll say Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, Kiddushas Levi. Kimavur shabala bayis lo yeh misnai kepefnei orech, yoseh migdulas haorech, kedei shahorech lo yikhanes bala bayis. So we'll say, listen to this. This is a general dinah hachnasas orechim. Part of making your company feel comfortable, we'll say, is making sure that you are sensitive to who they are. Let's say I'm fabulously wealthy, and my guest is not so fabulously wealthy. So I have to be careful that by having that person over, I don't make them feel awkward by them feeling shadowed by my wealth. A lot of Hachnasas Arachim is making sure that my guests feel comfortable in their own skin, in my website. You know, this is the same thing where sometimes if I'm going to have someone who is not yet on the same religious level that I am, making sure that my religious life does not, chas v'shalom, make someone else feel awkward. That's part of the din of Hachnasas Arachim. My guests have to feel comfortable in my home. And therefore, part of that is I have to structure the Hachnasas Arachim experience in a certain way. So therefore, again, listen to this. So therefore, says the Rebbe something amazing. He says, V'hinei tzaddik nikra mahalich. I will say, what is a tzaddik? So I will say, a tzaddik is called a mahalich. I will say, right, what's the cornerstone of tzidkus? I will say, what makes a tzaddik a tzaddik? What makes a tzaddik a tzaddik, I will say, is not how many blat gemara. You know, you could finish Shas 50 times over. You could be an absolute minoval. You could learn five hours a day, and you could still be a rotten person. Now, what makes a tzaddik is, he's in a constant state of growth. See, I will say, what makes a rasha a rasha? Rasha says, I'm good, right? I am good where I am. I know everything. I got everything. I'm smarter than everyone else. I'm good. He'll say, that's rishus. A tzaddik is a mahalik. A tzaddik is someone, I'm always moving. Every single day there has to be growth. Every single moment after you go, I cannot be the same person today that I was yet. I can't. It doesn't, now both say, growth sometimes is baby steps. Sometimes it's very small units of growth. But every single day has to be growth. As opposed to, Rabbi say, a malach. A malach is called what? A malach, the Rebbe says, is nikra omeid. A malach stands on base. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because a malach has no growth. He's created holy, he lives holy, he exists holy. Holiness is not his. He doesn't acquire it, he doesn't do anything for it. It's conveyed upon him. So a tzaddik is called a mahalech, someone who's constantly moving. A malach is called a malach. We'll say, get ready for this. V'kan ratza avram shalikana bo malachim. His labish asmo bechinas malach lihios omeid. So says Rebbe something amazing. Avraham Avinu realizes that his guests are not just ordinary guests, that they're malachim. So what happens? He wants his guests to be comfortable in his home. So he does want them to feel awkward. If they're malachim, they're together omdim. They stay in place. If Avraham Avinu, again, is a mahalich, if he's growing while they're there, then what? He could create animosity or jealousy. So what does he do? Avraham, in their presence, relegates himself to the status of an omate. And that's the Pashup Shat, according to Rebbe, the Pashup Shat. That's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk where it says, V'hu Omeid Aleihem. V'hu Omeid Aleihem, Rabbi Osai, means in their presence, he did not engage in acts of dynamic growth. Why? Why? Because he did not want to make the malochim feel insensitive. Did not want to be insensitive to the feelings of the malochim. So ultimately, again, in their presence, v'hu omeid. It is not just a posture, it is a spiritual state as well. I'm not going to engage in the acts of religious growth that I normally engage in front of them in order not to make them feel uncomfortable. So we'll say that's v'hu omeid aleihem. They're in a state of amida, I'm the balabas, I'll be in a state of amida as well. Shabbosai teaches us two incredible things. First of all, of course, he teaches about Achnasas Archim, how part of the Achnasas Archim is not just to feed your guests good food and good wine and make them have a good time, but it's to make them feel comfortable. That's the operative aspect of Achnasas Archim. Make my guests feel comfortable. I both say, on a deeper level, do you understand what the Rebbe just taught us? Do you understand? First of all, I have to tell you, this is not a commercial, but you have to have a set of Kiddushas Levi in your house. That's number one. A Jew has to have a set of Kiddushas Levi. Even if you don't learn it, even if you're never going to crack it open, right? The zechus of having it, first of all, you will, because you're going to see your neshama is going to be drawn to it, right? You're going to walk in the house, you're going to say, I can't understand this inexplicable pull towards my bookcase, towards the Kiddushas Levi. It provides a shmira for a home, and again, it brings the neshama of the tzaddik into your home as well. So you absolutely must have a set of Kiddushas Levi in your home. I will say, understand what the Rebbe is teaching us. What the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman Rabbosai is the fundamental yisod of what does it mean to be a tzaddik. See, Rabbosai, in life you could be a malach. Malachim are very nice. Malachim are very nice. You know, Rabbosai, malachim don't really do anything. Malachim don't really accomplish anything. They are the emissaries of God. What God tells them to do is what they do. Rabbosai, what makes us great is our ability to be a holich. What makes us great is our ability to move. What makes us great is our ability ultimately to be in a perpetual state of growth. And we'll say, that's a human being. A malach is an omeid. A Jew is a holich. The ability to move, in Rabbi Yosef, that becomes the metric for successful living. We want to know, am I leading the right life, not leading the right life? Am I being successful, not being successful? It is one simple metric. Am I a holich? Is today better than yesterday? Success. Is tomorrow going to be better than today? Success. As long as I am living a life of halicha, then I know ultimately again that I am living a life of success. We'll say that was the greatness of Avraham Avinu, the sensitivity towards others, but as soon as he was out of the presence of the malachim, guess what? Vayelech Avram. Lech lecha. Avram lives a life of halicha. We should be zochet to do the same. Today is Friday.